Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is side two of For the Record program number 573, titled Alpha Males, One Hell of a Conspiracy Theory, Part 2. This is being recorded on October 15th of the year 2006. In this side, we're going to be continuing with an analysis of a series of interlocking institutions and individuals which we'll see, which joins in, my favorite word, a milieu, not only powerful elements of the underworld, elements associated with September 11th and the connections of Mohammed Atta in Florida, as well as in Germany and in Egypt, where he hails from. And we're going to see this series of connections, this group, this milieu, frankly, of individuals and institutions join the underworld with the overworld. Now, in side one, we reviewed some information from For the Record program number 530, and we took a look at the Karl Duisberg Society, or as it's known in Germany, Karl Duisberg Gesellschaft, the institution that sponsored Mohammed Atta's entry into Hamburg, Germany. This is a fellowship program, a foundation that is was instituted by both the U.S. Congress and the Bundestag, the legislature of the Federal Republic of Germany, and it in turn is derivative of some of the profound corporate connections between powerful capital elements in the United States and some of their cartel counterparts in Germany. Now, the Karl Duisberg Gesellschaft sponsored Mohammed Atta's entry into Germany, may have sponsored its entry into the United States as well. Interestingly, an article from the Chicago Tribune did not mention the identity of Mohammed Atta's sponsors in Germany, an interesting omission, as Daniel Hopsicker pointed out. And the fellowship, the Karl Duisberg Society's website, indicates that there are a number of other fellowship programs as well. One of them is the Alpha Fellowship, and that is directly connected to the Alpha Group, a very powerful Russian-based conglomerate that is in and of itself a fusion of the overworld of big politics, big capital, and glamorous names, and the underworld, which also involves big capital, but involves some malefactors ranging from drug smugglers, weapon smugglers, to some of the 9/11 hijackers. And as we have seen not only in past broadcasts, but as we're going to see particularly today, the underworld, one of the things that makes investigating 9/11 and the things that led into it and the things that come out of it so difficult is that the institutions fuse elements of the overworld and elements of the underworld. And there could be no more revealing element of fusion than the Alpha Group. It has many different corporate faces, including Crown Alpha, the Alpha Capital Markets, Alpha Group Consortium. And one of the things to note is that one of Mohammed Atta's closest associates, a German pilot named Wolfgang Boringer, was the personal pilot for many years for a very, very powerful and ruthless Eastern European criminal named Viktor Kozeny, K-O-Z-E-N-Y, nicknamed the Pirate of Prague. Kozeny had more connections than a switchboard, apparently a very charming individual who was able to use his charm and his entrepreneurial sense to scam all kinds of people, including some very powerful people in the United States. Viktor Kozeny, whose pilot was Mohammed Atta's close German associate Wolfgang Boringer, Viktor Kozeny is one of the many people involved with Alpha Group. And one of the things that's so interesting about seeing the Karl Duisberg Gesellschaft overlapping Alpha, which has numerous criminal undertakings, is that Alpha Group's is represented, its PR representative in the United States is the powerful lobbying firm of Barber, Griffith, and Rogers. Barber is Haley Barber, the GOP governor of Mississippi, the head of New Bridge Strategies, one of the major contractors for rebuilding Iraq. And Griffith and Rogers are also key Republican power brokers. So what we are seeing here is a criminal and economic and political milieu which at one level is involved with drug smuggling and all sorts of nefarious activities, at another level is involved with the September 11th attacks, and at another level is involved with business dealings and political dealings that trace directly to the highest leadership of the Republican Party. So here we go. That's what we've been looking at. Again, some of the names to remember here is the association between Mohammed Atta and Wolfgang Barringer and the relationship between Wolfgang Barringer and Victor Kozeny. As I've stated so many times, please use the descriptions on the Spitfire website because they will flesh out your understanding of these very, very very complicated connections. Now, the following is from a PR newswire from CorpWatch. This was originally apparently a Forbes magazine article. Now, the full URL for this will be on the description for the program, For the Record 573. Defendants' tentacles reach into and injure numerous Americans. This is from June 9th. Russian corporation Alpha Group Consortium and its U.S. entity, Alpha Capital Markets Incorporated, are a criminal enterprise that has used U.S. banks and stock exchanges as an integral part of their theft schemes, costing American taxpayers and stockholders hundreds of millions of dollars, IPOC International Growth Fund Limited alleges in a federal racketeering lawsuit filed late Thursday. The suit alleges that Alpha, again that's spelled A-L-F-A, the suit alleges that Alpha, one of the largest business conglomerates in the Russian Federation, along with Russian oligarch Mikhail Friedman and U.S. citizen Leonid Rozetskin, engaged in a vast international money laundering and fraud scheme in an attempt to take control of the Russian cellular industry. By doing so, defendants' conduct has had a substantial effect on the United States and its citizens, and much of the criminal conduct occurred in the United States, the suit filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York said. The criminal enterprise affected Americans, U.S.-based investors, and U.S. interests in numerous ways, the complaint alleges, involving the evasion of U.S. taxes, insider trading of shares on U.S. stock markets, and wiring payments through New York banks. The Alpha Group Consortium received support from the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, a U.S. government development agency, to provide a significant portion of funding for one of Alpha's related businesses. The complaint alleges that the racketeering and other wrongs cited in this case hurt U.S. investors, U.S. taxpayers, and U.S. financial markets, said W. Gordon Dobie, D-O-B-I-E, an attorney with Winston & Strawn, LLP, which filed this case for IPOC International Growth Fund Limited. Quote, "It's my opinion that the defendants should be called to account in court for their conduct." The complaint also alleges that Rozetskin and Friedman were assessed by Hans Bodmer, B-O-D-M-E-R, who served as escrow agent and sent instructions to IPOC to wire money through banks in New York for the benefit of the defendants. Bodmer recently pled guilty to criminal conspiracy to launder money and conspiracy to violate the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in connection with an unrelated scheme to bribe foreign leaders. And as we'll see, Bodmer also is connected to Victor Kozeny, who's connected to Wolfgang Barringer, who's connected to Mohammed Atta. And then a note to editors. IPOC International Growth Fund Limited is an open-ended mutual fund company based in Bermuda. The suit, based on claims under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations, or RICO Act, charges that Friedman conspired with Rozetskin to steal IPOC's interest through money laundering, bribery, wire fraud, and other criminal wrongdoings. Other defendants are Alpha Capital Markets Incorporated, a U.S. corporation, Alpha Telecom, NKA Altimo, and Hans Bodmer. Alpha Group Consortium is an association of various companies controlled by Friedman. It controls major international corporations traded in the United States, including Vimpelcom, New York Stock Exchange, Russia's second-largest mobile telecoms company, Golden Telecom, NASDAQ, and Turkcell, New York Stock Exchange. For more information about IPOC, go to I won't read you the whole URL. It'll be in the description. And there is information about IPOC and some of the information about the defendants in this lawsuit. A copy of the lawsuit is being posted on this website June 9th. The many ties to the United States, as the lawsuit states, defendants' tentacles reach into and injure numerous Americans. The investors, taxpayers, and financial markets of the United States have been harmed. The below sets out the individuals and firms referred to in the lawsuit and provides some further information. The defendants. Leonard Rozitskin. Defendant Leonard Rozitskin is a former director and principal shareholder of LV Finance Group Limited, LVFG. He is a United States taxpayer and citizen, owns property in the district, and lived in the district for more than a decade. Featured on the Russian edition of Forbes with the title The Most Dangerous Shark in Our Waters, Rozitskin resides in the United States. Parenthetically, you know, as I was reading this, a thought just occurred to me. The American who publishes the Russian edition of Forbes was murdered earlier this year. I wonder if that just might have something to do with this. Anyway, this is an interjection on my part. It just occurred to me as I was reading this. Who knows? As yet, it appears to me that, as far as I can tell, that murder has not been solved. There have been a lot of nasty killings in Russia. But I wonder if he was greased because of this, of the publicity on this particular lawsuit. It would not surprise, because as we'll see, this octopus runs in many directions. It runs to really powerful, deadly criminal elements, heroin traffickers, all kinds of nasty stuff. It also runs to some very powerful, very prestigious interests around the world. Alpha Group, at the core of this octopus, sort of the octopus from which these tentacles radiate, is represented in the United States. Its American PR firm is Barbara Griffith and Rogers, a direct outgrowth of the highest levels of GOP power broking. And among the many, many, many personages who overlap Alpha are people like Victor Kozeny, whose pilot was Wolfgang Barringer, Mohammed Atta's German, quote, brother, unquote. So who knows? Perhaps that's why, focusing attention on this, maybe that's why the American-born Russian publisher of Forbes, or publisher of the Russian edition of Forbes, got greased earlier this year. Who knows? Beginning again here. Speaking of Leonard Rozitskin, he is a United States taxpayer and citizen, owns property in the district, and lived in the district for more than a decade. Featured on the cover of the Russian edition of Forbes with the title The Most Dangerous Shark in Our Waters, Rozitskin resides in the United States. Hans Bodmer. Defendant Bodmer assisted Rozitskin and Friedman with the Sonic Duo Megafon theft scheme, worked with his co-conspirators to send instructions to IPOC to wire money through banks in New York for the benefit of the defendants. Bodmer is no stranger to criminal prosecution in the United States, having recently pled guilty to the criminal conspiracy to launder money and conspiracy to violate the United States Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in connection with the scheme to bribe foreign leaders, along with Victor Kozeny, who is currently being extradited to New York from the Bahamas. And then the case number, the docket number for this is listed, and this will be in the description for the program. So please note again, and by the way, I can appreciate that this is one of those programs where the description is going to be essential. And as is the case with many of the things that I focus on in this investigative series, be aware that if this is confusing, if it's frustrating, it is supposed to be confusing and frustrating. It is supposed to defeat the most sophisticated regulatory and law enforcement entities on Earth. These are criminals, and they are engaging in this criminal activity in conjunction with some of the most powerful and most prestigious elements in the world, including the United States. And if one begins following the various evidentiary tributaries that runs from this nexus, one comes to, among other elements, some of the 9/11 conspirators. So if this appears opaque, it's supposed to be opaque. If it's confusing to you, Don't sweat it. It's supposed to be confusing to people with much greater resources than the average citizen. So, again, that's a caveat under the circumstances, because I can appreciate that some of this is just mind-boggling. It's supposed to be unintelligible to the average person. It's not supposed to see the light of day. It is supposed to be hidden. These folks are conspirators, and there really isn't too damn much theoretical about their conspiracies, folks. So, but again, if some of this is dizzying, it's supposed to be dizzying. These are people who are doing really evil things in conjunction with some really powerful and prestigious elements, and they are getting away with a great deal, including murder. Okay? Now, resuming again and repeating the last segment, Bodmer is no stranger to criminal prosecution of the United States. That's Hans Bodmer, part of the Alpha criminal conspiracy as alleged in this lawsuit. Bodmer is no stranger to criminal prosecution of the United States, having recently pled guilty to the criminal conspiracy to launder money and conspiracy to violate the United States Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in connection with the scheme to bribe foreign leaders, along with Victor Kozeny, who is currently being extradited to New York from the Bahamas. Victor Kozeny's pilot, Wolfgang Boehringer, Mohammed Atta's German, quote, brother, unquote. Other defendants, Mikael Friedman. Defendant Mikael Friedman currently serves as chairman of the board of directors of co-conspirator Alpha Bank and as chairman of the board of directors of defendant consortium Alpha Group. Friedman further served on the board of Vimpel.com, a New York Stock Exchange company, and has control over Golden Telecom, a NASDAQ company, purchased the United States trading firm owned by American Mark Rich, the one-time commodities baron pardoned by President Clinton with much controversy. Friedman purports to have become a philanthropist in the United States and is a member of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations based in New York. I've heard it disputed that he's actually a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. On the other hand, that is up in the air and not really all that important, by the way. Mark Rich was the commodities trader whose many activities overlap both the Iran-Contra and Iraqgate affairs. More of the defendants. Pyotr Avin, by the way, and he is another of the close associates of Victor Kozeny. Victor Kozeny's pilot was Wolfgang Boehringer, Mohammed Atta's German, quote, brother, unquote. Pyotr Avin. Defendant Pyotr Avin also has been a major participant in the scheme and worked directly with Rozetskin and Friedman in the misappropriation and theft of IPOC monies. Avin is a director of Golden Telecom, a NASDAQ company which regularly files with the United States Securities Exchange Commission. He is a controversial figure. As observed by the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, a Russian corruption task force informed the government that Avin was engaged in various misdeeds, including drug trafficking. And now we get to one of the really, really interesting parts of this particular line of analysis, and that is, we've seen the malefactors, we've seen the criminals, we've seen the evildoers whose activities overlap the activities of Mohammed Atta and the 9/11 hijackers in Florida. Now, we're going to take a look at who represents this Alpha Group publicly. And bear in mind that one of the fellowship programs on the Carl Duisberg Gesellschaft website is the Alpha Fellowship. And among the people here, now we're going to take a look at who does the PR work for Alpha. It is Barber, Griffith, and Rogers. That's Barber as in Haley Barber, the GOP governor of Mississippi, head of New Bridge Strategies, a major player in the Iraq reconstruction activities and the attendant multi-billion-dollar ripoffs that have been going on there. And also Ed Rogers, one-time deputy assistant to President George H.W. Bush, who's married to Edwina Rogers, former associate director of the White House's National Economic Council. And also Lanny Griffith. After Lanny Griffith managed the first President Bush's 1988 campaign in the southern states, Bush appointed him as special assistant to the President for Intergovernmental Affairs. Griffith then served as Bush's Assistant Secretary of Education from 1991 to 1993, and at that point, after leaving the first George Bush administration, meaning George the First, not the two administrations of George the Second, but the elder George, after leaving the administration of the elder George Bush, he joined Haley Barbour's lobby shop. So you've got basically Lanny Griffith and Ed Rogers along with Haley Barbour, and it is this PR firm that is representing the most unsavory alpha group in the United States. So we are seeing the transition from the underworld to the overworld and the glittering names of Republican power politics. Continuing here. The alpha group conducts such significant and varied business in the United States that it has actually found it to be in its interest to spend millions of dollars courting the American political elite through Washington, D.C.-based lobbying firm of Barbour, Griffith & Rogers, LLC, which lobbies Congress and others in Washington on its behalf. In addition to using his lobbying firm, Alpha Group has retained Edward Rogers' Washington, D.C.-based investigative, unquote, firm, Diligence Incorporated, which has criminally misappropriated IPOC information as described further below. Now, this gets interesting as well, and it also begins to highlight one of the really confounding investigative elements, and that is the privatization of national security. People involved in the government, whether military officers or CIA or FBI or DIA agents, whatever, they don't make nearly as much money as a lot of people whose dirty work they wind up doing or whose bidding they wind up doing. And oftentimes, when they leave government service, they go to work for some of these powerful corporations, continuing to ply the highly developed skills that they had exercised on behalf of the national security establishment, but for much higher pay. Now, Ed Rogers' investigative firm, Diligence Incorporated, is alleged in this lawsuit to have illegally misappropriated documents from IPOC, the group that has filed this lawsuit against Alpha. And what the allegation here is that former U.S. intelligence agents and former British intelligence agents working for Diligence Incorporated posed as active duty agents in order to get documentation from IPOC. Now, again, Ed Rogers is part of Barbour, Griffith & Rogers. It is his investigative firm, Diligence Incorporated, which is discussed in the allegation from the court documents. Defendants have also paid U.S.-based Diligence Incorporated to steal IPOC property in Bermuda. Indeed, at the Friedman MC Enterprises direction, Diligence bribed officials of an accounting firm and/or otherwise misappropriated IPOC property. More specifically, Diligence Incorporated describes itself on its website and in its press releases as a company comprised of former Central Intelligence Agency and British MI5 operatives that specialize in obtaining non-public or hard-to-get information on corporations, unquote. And then there's a website here, that the Diligence website, which is noted, that will be in the description. Diligence Incorporated is owned in part by Edward Rogers, who has also been paid millions by defendants to lobby Congress and consult for Alpha. In violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 912, and at Defendant Alpha's instructions, Diligence Incorporated posed as United States agents acting under the authority of the United States to misappropriate IPOC information from an accounting firm. Defendants further violated 18 U.S.C. Section 913 by searching IPOC property while falsely representing through Diligence Incorporated to be agents of the United States. By doing so, defendants have had an effect on the United States. And then there, the ruling is available on online, and again, all of the URLs for this information will be available in the description for the program. Now, let's go back and let's take a look at some of the other many connections of Haley Barbour, the Republican governor of Mississippi, whose PR firm handles the PR work for the insidious Alpha Group in the United States, and one of his partners, Ed Rogers, like Lanny Griffith, inextricably linked with the GOP power hierarchy. Diligence Incorporated is alleged in this lawsuit to have conducted some illegal activities on behalf of Alpha. We're going to go now to the description for For the Record 433, and we're going to take a look at some of the other business partners of New Bridge Strategies. Now, that is Haley Barber's firm that is involved with some of the activities involved in, quote, rebuilding, unquote, Iraq. And an article from The Nation magazine, Strange Bedfellows, the AIQ Albania-Bechtel links, we read, one reason the Bush administration gave for going to war in Iraq was Saddam Hussein's alleged ties to terrorists, so it is ironic that one of the partners in a big Iraqi firm being used by U.S. contractors in Iraq is also a founding partner in an organization that's been identified as helping to fund al-Qaeda. So far, however, neither the government nor the contractors have shown much concern. Sadoun Albunia is one of three principals in one of Iraq's oldest companies, the Albunia Trading Company. The Iraqi firm has become a major subcontractor for U.S. firms working under U.S. government contracts in Iraq, but as documents obtained by The Nation from the Lugano office of the Swiss Federal Commercial Registry show, Sadoun Albunia is also a founding partner of a Swiss-registered firm called the Malaysian Swiss Gulf and African Chamber, or MIGA, which the U.S. government and the United Nations Security Council have designated as funders of al-Qaeda. MIGA is one of 14 businesses controlled by Ahmed Idris Nasreddin and Youssef M. Nahda, then Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill said in an August 29, 2002 news release that businesses in the Nasreddin network, quote, appeared to be providing a clandestine line of credit to a close associate of Osama bin Laden, and as of late September of 2001, Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda organization received financial assistance from Youssef M. Nahda. Agreeing with that assessment is Bechtel, which signed up with the Albunia Trading Company as its first, Iraqi subcontractor to work on the reconstruction of Iraq's Almat Bridge. Another firm with close ties to the White House that's angling to help clients win Iraq contracts, GOP lobbyist Haley Barber's New Bridge Strategies, proudly announces on its website that its local partner in a consortium bidding on a contract is, quote, led by the Albunia family, who are a leading commercial group in Iraq with over 80 years' experience in that country. And again, that is Haley Barber, as in Barber, Griffith, and Rogers, as in Diligence, as in Alpha, as in Victor Corzeny, as in Wolfgang Boringer, as in Mohammed Atta, as in living bloody damned hell itself. Again, one of the reasons why the wheels of justice have turned most slowly here. Note that shortly after Paul O'Neill made that statement, he got fired as Treasury Secretary, is because when we're looking at September 11th, we're looking, and the things that led into it and the things that came out of it, we're looking at elements of a very powerful underworld that is in turn inextricably linked with, though not necessarily coterminous with, some very powerful, influential, and glamorous figures in the overworld, including the powerful Republican figures that we've looked at here. Spitfire website, www.spitfirelist.com, a wealth of information, printed and audio, books, long article-length descriptions, essential for a complete understanding of these broadcasts. WFMU is archiving the For the Record shows in real audio and podcasting the For the Record shows, and that very heroic non-commercial station, located, by the way, right across the river from where the World Trade Center used to be, is one of the many institutions whose websites you should visit. There are listeners in the Midwest who've compiled the declassified government documents proving the Bush family's complicity with Nazi industry before, during, and after World War II, and also a website page to click on to support the work that I'm doing. And if you don't like what you see, there's no better way of fighting back than supporting the work that I'm doing. That concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 573, Alpha Males, One Hell of a Conspiracy Theory, Part 2. This has been recorded on October 15th of 2006. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.